At the final event of the Olympic track and field trials here last month, Portland's Matthew Centrowitz came in first in the 1500-meter race, Robbie Andrews of Adidas second, and Ben Blankenship came in third. All three made the Olympic team.
Super happy. I'm really looking forward for the opportunity to represent my country at Rio, and excited for my team that everybody has put so much work into me, and I'm glad I can finally give something back to them.
But Ben Blankenship says he was disappointed with his performance at the trials.
I made a lot of mistakes, and you know, anytime you don't go out and win, or anytime you go out and make some faults, there's always a little bit of, okay, I could have done this better, I could have done that better.
Blankenship says he started running track in high school in Minnesota as a way to stay out of trouble.
It was something that, you know, gave me some drive and gave me something really to do. I like kind of having some successes, you know, on a bigger stage. And as long as I could keep being competitive, I wanted to stay in it.
Blankenship moved to Eugene 4 years ago to train with coach Mark Rowland and the Oregon Track Club. His Nike sponsorship allows him to train full time. He says with the Olympics looming, that's pretty much all that's on his mind.
Trying to keep everything as, you know, routine as possible. You know, it's the last 2 years that really have gotten me here. So I'm not changing too much going into Rio, just trying to, you know, keep working hard and keep doing everything I've done until this point.
Blankenship says he likes to go out of town and run on logging roads.
A couple really good dirt roads, secret dirt roads around the area that I do love to train on. And I think Oregon's one of the best places to train. It's easy to focus here, and it's easy to get ready for championships. So hopefully going into Rio, it'll be a good buildup.
Ben Blankenship won't participate in the Olympics opening ceremonies Friday. His first race in Rio is on August 16th. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.